Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with Tomorrow's News Tonight right here as I broadcast live from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working out there in the coronavirus effort to helping to keep America free and safe. A special thank you. Now, don't forget, hello to the truckers, hello to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers out there as they not only work with the roughnecks who are keeping the oil moving along across America and around the world, but they're also keeping America rolling along in general. So thank you very much for what you're doing. Now, don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're in there, click the like button, like the page, and then jump on into the chat room like a whole bunch of people did. And Steve is in there just writing a book right now, aren't you there, Steve? And let's go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Are you there, Kyle?
I'm here.
Yeah, Steve is writing a book, isn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. He's on a roll. All right. Well, it's time to say the pledge. Time soon. Let's do it. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want you to listen to the president and what he had to say yesterday about all the different economic reports that were coming out.
The stock market is soaring with the best gains in over 20 years. In the second quarter, the Dow Jones increased 18%. This is in a quarter. 18. These are not numbers that people have heard about. It's the best in 33 years. The S&P 500 increased by almost 20%, the best since 1998 for the quarter. And NASDAQ increased over 30%, the best since 1999. And we had a 50-month, if you look over a long period of time, a phenomenal number. But if you look since the election, we've gone up. The Dow went up close to 45%. The S&P 500 went up 47%, and NASDAQ Composite went up getting close to 100%. So these are numbers that are not numbers that other presidents would have, and they won't have it. The only thing that can kill it is a bad president or a president that wants to raise taxes. If you want to raise taxes, this whole thing, your 401ks will drop down to nothing. Then your stock market will drop down to nothing. This is not just luck, what's happening. This is a lot of talent.
Well, yeah, I would say that's a correct assumption.
Well, right, because the policies that the president brought in, and of course that included, lowering taxes Putting the environment together where businesses could thrive, where they felt like there is predictability in the business world, in the economy. But he's absolutely right. If you come in and you say, well, we're gonna raise your taxes, also there's gonna be chaos in the streets, because as you mentioned earlier, yes, they'll be defunding the police all at the same time. None of that makes any sense to people out there who are trying to do their job when they can get back to their job after this. But what we're actually seeing here, Captain, now I think is going to be a race of numbers, in the sense that the president's going to tout the numbers on the stock market. The left is going to say, but the coronavirus numbers are this, and they think that that's going to scare people into voting for Joe Biden. But we can actually handle it all at the same time. We can protect the stock market. And did you know CNBC's Jim Cramer actually was lauding what the president and what the Fed has done in order to make sure that companies don't go out of business?
Yeah.
He was saying, this is not going to happen while we're here.
Yeah. Let's listen to Joe Biden and something that he said, which was not true. And let's see if you can see what it was.
I said, and you'll appreciate this because we're all from immigrant past. My mother would say, they got my Irish up. I came back from South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela and getting arrested for trying to see him on Robben's Island. He was in prison. And when I came back, the first thing I did, I landed in Philadelphia and I went back to her apartment, which is in Wilmington, Delaware. She was teaching. And I locked on her door, and she said, oh, Joe, come on in. You've been gone for two. I said, no, I'm not coming in. I said, you finally got my Irish up. I said, here's the deal. I'm going to ask you one more time. You don't have to tell me when, just if you will marry me. And she looked at me. I said, will you marry me? God, so she went like this. Okay.
Now, what did he say that was a lie in there?
Well, he was never arrested in South Africa.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. And he said it again, and that was this week.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, but this is a story that he thinks works for him. He gets it in the right context for him and so forth, and it just plays well to a crowd. But can you imagine? Well, of course, we haven't had a humdinger like this ever since Hillary Clinton said they were shooting at us. What was it, in Kosovo?
We landed on the tarmac, and they were shooting at us as we went across. Yep,
Yeah, and there were films of her shaking hands and smiling, and everything was fine.
Taking her time.
That's right.
Yep, you were even shot at. You wouldn't take your time.
No kidding.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, the United States may be doing something that makes a whole bunch of sense when it comes to China. We'll tell you what it is. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's waiting on my telephone line. By the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And again, I am a user of Relief Factor. I've been taking it for just about 4 years now, and it works. It works for me, and hopefully it'll work for you, too. I got rid of some narcotics that I was taking because of the problems I was having with my ankle and my back, and I had to take it, or so I thought, until Relief Factor came along. And what you'll find out is this is all non-narcotic. It's all natural, and it works for you naturally. And if you've got arthritis like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or maybe you just got general muscle aches or pain in general from your daily activities, whatever it is you're doing, then I've got an idea for you. It's called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, what you do is you go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you take a look at the little 2.5-minute tutorial that's there. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot that are doing that, and they'll tell you all about what's in Relief Factor, how it works for you, and how you can get started with the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, take that, give it a shot. Tens of thousands of people have done it. Many, 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 many people have gotten back to me and told me that thank you so very much because it works for them. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the $19.95 3-week quick start. All you got to lose is pain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, was on the radio with Eric Bolling. And, he was on the radio and also television. This is an internet show that Eric Bolling has. And here's what he had to say.
A lot of people ask me, what is Trump going to do in a second term regarding the civil unrest that's going on right now? Defund the police. Tell us the difference between Donald Trump second term and Joe Biden's first term when it comes
to
the
police. Wants to defund and abolish police because that's what he's being told to do. He's not making his own decisions. The radical left is doing, they're telling him what to do. He wants to defund and abolish the police. And you see it, what they're doing in Minnesota. Take a look at what they're doing in Minneapolis. Take a look at what's going on. Now, if I wasn't here, Minnesota would have been a disaster, because I was very strong. You got to get the guard out. When they finally got the guard out, everything ended.
That's true, isn't it?
Well, sure. And I appreciate what the president is saying right there, Captain, about Joe Biden. That is at the very heart of the matter. And the way he expressed it was, Joe Biden's being, told what to do, told what to say. And we really get that feeling, and there's no joy in saying that, but Joe Biden just doesn't look like he's calling the shots. It's really something. And we're talking about a person, it's gonna be Trump or Biden for they're the candidate, the nominees really. So, but to have somebody who's going to be that close to becoming president perhaps, that's very scary.
Yeah, and the thing of it is you have to understand that again, it's part of the nature of the beast and the times that we're living in right now. So you got to just go with the flow, I guess. Now, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the reparations cases against Germany and Hungary in World War II. This could get very interesting.
Yes, very much so. Now, normally, the Supreme Court's not going to hear cases that have claims from foreign countries. However, there is what they call a narrow path here to do that. And this falls under what's called the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act, and this is going to allow the High Court to hear these cases. This has to do, of course, with Nazi genocide in the World War II. Also, a case involving Hungary, as you mentioned, involving Jewish survivors in Hungary there. So this is going to be very interesting to see how it plays out.
Now, we talked about the United States taking back its supply chain from China. How do you suppose they're going to do that? And definitely it needs to be done.
Well, absolutely. Well, a lot of this, of course, has to do with companies that are involved at all in China that have any connection to human rights abuses, these kinds of things. Also, they might have something to do with labor, having to do with the Uyghurs, for example. I believe they're a Muslim sect, a group in China. And so by trying to essentially, take away the business and so forth, that's one way of going about doing exactly what the Trump administration wants to do, and that is address these kinds of human rights issues.
Yeah, I agree. Also, there was something weird that happened yesterday in Canada to the Prime Minister. It didn't happen to him personally, but it could have, Justin Trudeau. And a man was arrested, armed, on the grounds where Trudeau lives. How, I'm scratching my head going, how could that happen? How could they let that happen?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it goes to show we live in a very, very dangerous world, and that's why you need to have, adequate security and so forth, even in a country not known for hardly at all for any kind of violent acts, basically, but that it can happen anywhere.
Yeah, well, years gone by, there's been things that have happened in Canada, but just not lately. Now, here's an interesting one. The United States looks like they're going to, with our Navy ships, intercept and seize 4 Iranian oil tankers headed for Venezuela right now.
Yeah, that's going to be very, very interesting to see because, of course, that could, I don't necessarily think it's like lighting a match per se.
It could touch off a war.
Yeah. Well,
Iran is capable of doing a lot of crazy things over there.
Well, exactly. And also it shows that oil-rich Venezuela needs oil, you know, from Iran. So how is all that working out down there? It's just crazy. And because everything was ruined by the socialist regime there, basically. And but, yeah, you're right. Iran might take the opportunity to try to look strong and powerful, but they might find out the opposite, you know, especially if they think that the United States is weak and divided right now. They should not test our resolve.
Now, again, I've said this before about Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas. I like him. I think he's presidential material. I would not be surprised if down the line, 4 years from now or whatever, that he might not throw his hat in the ring. It would not surprise me. But Senator Tom Cotton has come out again and said there is no definitive intelligence on the Russian bounties. And I know that's true.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he said no definitive intelligence was presented to the president. And he went on to say he had no doubt that there's, you know, Russia is up to no good in Afghanistan, basically. But you're right. This is another one of those stories where they think they're going to be able to get a lot of mileage by saying, well, now we got to call some House committee meetings and make some people come up and testify and try to find out. When in fact, some of these reports I've seen, Captain, these reports may go back as far as 5 years, and that's before the Trump administration. So, what was the Obama administration doing about that, if anything?
Now, Boeing has very quietly pulled the plug on their 747 jet, closing the jumbo jet era. What do you suppose is going to happen there? I know they're getting into the 737 MAX 8.
Well, right. Well, the 747, of course, was designed for, you know, overseas travel, this kind of thing. And it's been a stalwart for, almost 50 years, 45 years at least, but they're going to continue finish out their orders, we understand, and then they probably won't produce them. Some of these 747s had seen a second life, basically hauling cargo because of online shopping and this kind of stuff. They need bigger planes to do that, but the 747 may simply go out of existence in terms of new production in favor of some of the more efficient twin-engine planes that they will have. With two jets rather than the big 747.
Well, you haven't lived till you've seen the 747s come into the UPS terminal up there in Louisville, Kentucky, at that airport up there. You haven't lived till you've seen them come lumbering in there. They call them heavy when they come in fully loaded. And when they're taken off the same way, fully loaded, it's an unbelievable sight. You talk about making a bunch of noise and whatnot. I mean, you really get a respect for a great big aircraft and what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the new Air Force One planes will come out from this as well.
All right. Tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on the weekend show tonight.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And we're coming back with our first military Veterans News segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you always by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was in, Bo was on the air yesterday talking with us. We got a lot of great questions, and I happen to know that a young man that may or may not be listening to us right now, a Marine, got a hold of Bo, and he looks like he's going to be going to school there in the August class, maybe. That's what I'm hearing. So we'll see. So and that's what it's all about, is helping out people. Now, here's what the National Aviation is all about.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy. First of all, if you're looking to start out with a job that's going to pay you about $60,000 a year right off the bat for a 40-hour week, okay, You don't need to worry about anything else. But if you want to apply your God-given ability and take all the available overtime that's there and work what you want to do in terms of hours, you can make a lot more than that. The possibility is there to make a triple six-figure, okay, a six-figure salary right off the bat. And I will tell you this. If you decide that you want to work overseas somewhere, guess what? You'll start out at a six-figure salary. If you wind up with a government contractor, you'll start out as a six-figure salary. But becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a very special and a very hard sought-after position because of all the aircraft that's sitting around the world right now that's all got to be reinspected or worked on before it gets to fly up in the air again. This is work. This is guaranteed work for people that want to work. So I want you to get a hold of the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and then schedule a tour at one of the two locations. They have a location in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. They have another one right down here, Clearwater, Florida, right in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. And then get yourself in a program, and away you go. Now, there is a waiting list right now because the July class just started. The August class, I think, is filled up. I believe we're into September or maybe October in terms of the class starting up that you'd be able to get into. But once you get into those classes, And by the way, if there's somebody drops out or something like that and you're the luck of the draw, you may get in sooner, whatever. But you won't know until you call 800-659-2080. Once again, 800-659-2080. Well, I'm going to get this story out of the way right away. The New York Times, again, you know, the newspaper that always tells the truth. You never need to worry about them. By the way, there's no there's nothing nefarious about what they have to say or no agenda, right? Well, according to the New York Times, listen to this. A small-time businessman became a key middleman for bounties on coalition troops in Afghanistan, a source tells the New York Times. Warning, warning, warning. A source tells the New York Times. That's warning number one. Then, here's the second part. Friends reportedly saw him grow rich, but didn't know how or why. Well, here's how he grew rich. He was working both sides of the fence. He was working for the Afghans, getting money from the United States for what he was doing. And he was working for the Russians and getting money for what he was doing there. He was working both sides of the fence. And it happens all the time in Afghanistan. It used to happen back in Iraq, too. It still does, I think, to a certain point. Now, a House panel voted to approve the plans for a $740.5 billion defense authorization bill, which would provide a 3% pay raise to troops. It would limit the president's ability to withdraw troops from Europe and Afghanistan, and it would force the military to reckon with Confederate symbols and legacy on its bases. We'll see what happens when it gets to the full House for a vote. And a soldier who allegedly took his own life this week in Killeen, Texas, after law enforcement officials decided to attempt to make contact with him in the case of the missing Fort Hood soldier, PFC Vanessa Gellin, killed himself and took his own life. Now, there's also a civilian in custody in this case of the missing Fort Hood soldier, Vanessa Gellin. They did find human remains. Not sure whose they were. Maybe we'll know sooner rather than later, but as it stands right now, they believe this was the guy that kidnapped the PFC and may have been the one that killed her. We'll see. Have to find out whose remains those are. Now, the Navy's first four littoral combat ships will be headed into mothballs next March, according to a message that came out this week from the Chief of Naval Operations. The first four Navy littoral ships will leave the fleet and be retired. We'll see how that works out. In addition, the most recent U.S. security snapshot in Afghanistan progress report shows a reduction in violence and attacks on coalition forces, but also notes that Afghans are not meeting their goals for troop retention, training, and taking their share of the load for the nation's security. No surprise there. They haven't done it in 18 years. Why should they start now? And almost 30 personnel in Kuwait have tested positive for COVID-19, according to a Defense Department official at the Al Jabar Air Base in Kuwait. Obviously, some extreme measures are going to be taken there to see to it everybody's kept safe and healthy. And Russia's massive 70-warship Ocean Shield exercise in the Baltic Sea last year signaled the Kremlin's intention to be the dominating Arctic power militarily and economically, according to international security experts. By the way, despite rapidly rising numbers of the new COVID-19 cases throughout the Defense Department, Pentagon officials have stopped short of expressing concern over the steady use of the rise of cases for slowing things down or shutting down some activities. They're not going to do it. We also heard from Defense Secretary Mark Esper talking about meeting a legal requirement to explain where troops are deployed around the world. He's going to lose a quarter of his personal travel budget, so he's not going to be traveling that much. There's a plan that was passed by the House Armed Services Committee earlier this week. And there's no surprise there. We knew all this stuff was coming because the Congress, in order to give away the freebie programs, they're having to cut somewhere and they're going right to the military. And Politico tracked down 16 relatives of 8 former Confederate military leaders who were memorialized with military bases or whose names adorned other prominent barracks or facilities. And most of the relatives who said little, if anything, publicly about how they view their forebears' legacy. And some of the relatives came out and told Politico that they would be happy to see their relatives' names go off the bases, as once again they're trying to see what the political nature may be about changing the names of some of these bases. And we'll see where that goes. Now, President Donald Trump's July 4th celebration on the National Mall will feature one of the largest fireworks displays ever, and as many as 300,000 face masks will be given away to those who want them. But despite health concerns from the D.C. mayor, no one will be required to wear a face mask on the mall in Washington, D.C. Common sense there, right? Common sense there. But again, it is what it is. I don't know how we can expect anything else in the environment we live in, especially as long as we're still listening to Dr. Fauci. So you might as well have some fun and make a little jest out of the deal, I guess. That's what I did. Nice thing about wearing a mask is you can walk right by somebody and nobody knows what you're saying, do they? You can say whatever you want. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and they stable a bunch of horses there, and they are just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. And let's not forget, they're listening to us on our affiliate there, AM 1330 WLBB. A big shout out to everybody up there. Now, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway weather, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on by, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch. Go in there and tell them you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and the captain told you to stop by and get a cup of coffee. And that's exactly what you'll get. So there you go. Now, a fairly typical summer weather scenario continues. That is severe storms, heavy rain, expected along a nearly stationary front in the northern plains. Also, dry conditions continue with gusty winds. They're going to produce another critical fire weather threat for a lot of the state of Utah. And also, we've got heavy rain, which will persist from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the deep south. And dangerous heat will also continue in the south. Now, right now, things are looking pretty good since we talked last hour. We do have some rain that's now starting to emerge on the coast of Oregon, just west of Medford, probably going to come towards Medford here in the next hour or two. And, of course, we got the fire threat advisory in Utah tonight. Then we still got the poor air quality coming out of Denver over towards I-76 up into Nebraska and I-70 east out of Denver, about 50 miles. Be advised of that. We do have some active weather from the central part of North Dakota, just west of Fargo, down through the central part of South Dakota, just west of Sioux Falls, down into the extreme northern part and central part of Nebraska, where there is some weather tonight that could produce thunderstorms. It could produce some local flooding and possibly some wind damage, too. And then moving on down to and over to Illinois, we have some fog tonight from the Wisconsin line down to Chicago to I-80 and I-94 and I-90. And you'll run across fog as you come out of Chicago east all the way over to the Michigan state line and then beyond it just a tad bit. So be advised of that if you're going that way. You've also got some fog on I-65 north coming out of Louisville, Kentucky, running right up to about Lafayette, Indiana right now, and then to the, right on the southwestern corner of Ohio and Indiana. You've got some fog right there, and also on the southwest corner of Indiana and the southeastern part of Illinois and the northern part of Kentucky, there's some fog right there for sure. And then, finally, last weather to talk about is we have some sort of system. There is some thunderstorms and rain that's out there coming around Big Bend right now. Don't know where it's going to go to, but it's coming out of the Gulf. It looks like it could be making a move in our direction, so we'll, or towards Florida at least. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick here. We got 60 seconds for Todd. Okay, go for it, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, American people, China Joe is trying to conduct the interview. China Joe is trying to tell us how to, after 40 years of disaster, he's trying to tell Donald Trump what to do. No, it was you who said that he was a xenophobe when we shut China down. Okay, or we would have a massive, massive top problem here. It was Donald Trump who stepped to and stood up for the American people while y'all were trying to sell us out. Okay, China Joe, you are the problem. You and Pelosi and Schumer are the problem, okay? You're the problem in Colorado. You're the problem in Michigan. You're the problem in North Carolina. You're the problem in Pennsylvania. You're the problem everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, okay? If you're an athlete, okay, you have an agent, go and sign your contract because you don't want to get emotionally involved because you know that the NFL is going to rest. And by the way, the NFL, we're not going to your game, two national anthems. No. I've been a Bucks fan since 0-26. I've been a NFL, I'm the number one NFL fan. And no, I'm not going to your games. No, I'm not. No. You sold out. And the Chinese Basketball Association, you're not welcome here. Don't come over here with $20 million a year trying to tell us who to vote for, okay? Because all lives matter. Because all lives matter, okay? We're standing up for Donald Trump. We watched the Democrat Party run us in the ground. The blacks, African Americans who I grew up with in the Bronx, okay, who I love. We voted for Donald Trump the first time, and Donald Trump's the only person in Washington who's kept his word. Donald Trump's the only politician who did what he said he was going to do, move the embassy in Jerusalem and stood up for the American people when everyone else in Washington turned on. Lindsey Graham, you told me if I gave you the judiciary, you'd bring these people to justice. Crooked Hillary's still walking around. Barr. Anybody else in America would have done this stuff.
Okay.
Comey, McCabe, Chuck Page, we would have been in jail. Do your freaking job. Joe Biden should be in the clink. Let's get to work and save the country.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate him very much, and he always brings a lot of information. And let's see, we're hearing from, we're hearing from Steve, and Steve is saying Todd had his coffee. All right, well, let's drift down over to the telephone line. We have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com along with us, and there's been some big news starting late yesterday afternoon into the evening. We've had a major arrest. The girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein got busted, and she was in hiding in plain sight up in New Hampshire in a million-dollar mansion on a 150-acre place that apparently her LLC corporation, I think that's who it was, paid cash for.
Yeah, she bought it in December. I wouldn't call it necessarily hiding in plain sight. I think what was rather stunning is that she was here in the United States the whole time, as opposed to being in some country that doesn't extradite. But she is in the custody of U.S. Marshals, and I can pretty much assure you she's not going to go to the MCC, the New York, a highly secured jail. She will probably go, she's probably going to be at some place that is very different. I would suggest that, you know, if you remember the movie Silence of the Lambs, when Hannibal Lecter
kept him in a warehouse.
Open cage,
yep.
Where there was nothing around,
yep.
That everybody could see. I would suggest that she be in some place like that. But what has happened here is that all eyes are on Prince Andrew.
Yeah,
and he's not going to come to the United States. I can just tell you that that just isn't going to happen. Her likely sentence will be for the rest of her life, because of the way federal charges can be applied. She can even help to, you know, offer to cooperate here and there, but it still kind of doesn't matter. She'll still be in there the rest of her life. She's got three passports, she is a flight risk. So, the crimes for which she's, alleged in the criminal complaint are so egregious that they, do not have, any statute of limitations on them. So, she's not going anywhere.
Well, there was a report early on that she could wind up where Epstein wound up in the same jail, but you don't think she'll
wind up there?
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No. That would be such an outrage because of Epstein, so I can assure you they'll put her someplace else.
Well, I hope so, because I'm pretty sure that if she spills the beans, which would make it easier for her, that a lot of people are going to be shaking in their boots, a lot of politicians, including Bill Clinton.
I think they have enough beans that she doesn't necessarily have to spill anything.
All right.
She may just answer a few questions, but that's about it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.